CliffCentral.com.
Well, while we're talking about finances and we're talking about money, it's appropriate that Sean Sanders joins us this morning. You've met Sean before if you've listened to the show. He is from Revix. He's the co-founder of Revix. And hey, Sanders, how are you, dude?
Morning, Gareth. Yeah, very good, thanks. How are you doing?
Great. You must be very happy because I've noticed a couple of things in the last few days. Sorry that every time I start talking to you, it's always about prices, but you got to admit, it's not a bad time to be you because of the various assets that you guys trade in. I saw Ethereum has had a really good week. I saw Bitcoin's doing great. I saw gold is doing great. I mean, really, don't tell me I'm talking nonsense. This is a good time.
Yeah, we've got, call it luck, call it some magical power, some crystal ball.
Yeah.
But all the products on our platform seem to be the top performers of the last 1, 3, and 5 years. So, gold's been on this ridiculous run. Every week, and I said this last week, and I think maybe last week it started out going, every single week we get on this podcast and we talk about how gold's just hit a new all-time high, and or a new 7-year high, 8-year high, and now it's at an all-time high. It's remarkable.
So let's just look at the numbers while we're on this, because I want to see how much crypto bundles are up. I want to talk about those prices and why they're going higher. But let's give everybody the background in case this is the first time that they've met you on the show. Sean and his business Revix is an intelligent investment platform that allows anybody anywhere to build a diversified portfolio or bundle of assets in just a few clicks. And I know that there are lots of businesses that promise you this, but this is a legitimate one. It's great. I trade with them. I can vouch for them. And I'll tell you something, they really know their stuff, which is why we keep talking to Sean, because he's the only person at the moment who's giving us any kind of update on what the macro picture is, and then also what the picture is regarding those products which he particularly sells. But go and try it, because you can do it for as little as 500 Rand. And what do you got to lose? You got to lose 500 Rand, but you can ride a wave that will put some of your money in a place that you haven't thought of putting it yet. And that could end up being a really good decision in the long term. So give me the numbers. How are crypto bundles doing?
So this has been a phenomenal year. Bitcoin's up about 75% at this very moment in time. Our payment bundle, which has our payment-focused cryptocurrencies, are up around 80%.
Is that from the start of the year?
That's from the start of the year. Our top 10 bundle is up 85%, sure. And our smart contract bundle is up 105%, and that's mainly driven by Ethereum. So it has been a very good year to date. And this already just started last week, where Bitcoin broke through the psychological level of $10,000, and it's moved up to now about $11,200, and it seems to be bouncing around at that point in time. And what's driving this growth in the crypto space? It's always quite difficult to say, but what we saw last week is a new 2-year record high in terms of active Bitcoin addresses. So these are addresses where you've got active amounts being moved in and out over a set three-month period. And I guess transaction fees have come down as well. So that's another big move, because you've got $2 as the average transaction fee on the Bitcoin network, which is substantially lower than 2017 and 18. And that means that at least the network's developing and you actually are getting these scaling factors coming in. So the crypto market's in a very good position. And if you look at gold as well, gold's up now in Rand terms over 35% over the last 6 months, which is quite remarkable. Outperforming stock markets and all the rest.
That's phenomenal. I'm really blown away by all of this. But the reality is that there are people who are already starting to say, some of them might know what they're talking about, but I suspect possibly not, oh, but it's all just going to come crashing down, because we've seen this before, right?
Yeah. I'm not a snake oil salesman. This is a live, breathing, dynamic market. Mm-hmm. This can easily come back 10%. It can easily come back 20%. And that's why we say, don't go and invest a ridiculously large amount. Rather, dollar cost average into the market. Invest regularly. Don't invest more than you can afford to lose. Invest 500 Rand to get started with us. There's no monthly fees. We have a simple fee structure. It's a 1% buy fee and a 1% sell fee. And no monthly fees. And then, you can kind of test out the platform. And I think that's an important thing to do. You need to be able to test out the market, feel comfortable with the space, because it is a really volatile space. Just like it can pull back 10 or 20%, it can also increase 10, 20, 50%. And our approach at Revix is really to say, take in the crypto market at least, and it's pretty much the same across all other investments, but take a 2, 5, or 10-year horizon and make that kind of your goalpost. And over that period of time, you could see this crypto market go from being a $180 billion market or $250 billion market to something that's maybe $1.5 trillion. I mean, that was kind of the peak that it reached in late 2017. And then you're looking at, you know, 5 or 10 times return. And that's really the opportunity here. It's not the day-to-day moves or the week-to-week moves. The real opportunity is this asset class actually maturing, because it is a once-in-a-lifetime sort of opportunity where you see an asset class come out of absolutely nowhere. And that's what we've seen with cryptocurrencies.
But we have spoken about this before. You're actually bargaining on this stuff becoming a new way of people trading. And in the case of Ethereum, as the basis for a number of new applications. And therefore, you don't think that we're going to suddenly see this thing drop out at like 70% or anything like that.
No, the market will go up 20%, will come down 20% from where it is. That's just this game, right? And I think people need to be very comfortable with that, because some people come along, they invest with us, they see a quick 25 or 30%, I mean, hold over the last while, 50%+ return, and they want to withdraw their funds. And we're saying, listen, like, that is fine. If you want to withdraw your funds, you don't have any lockup period or anything like that, go ahead and do so. But think about the long term, because if you had to join the platform and the market had to drop by 20 or 50%, you still, and you withdrew your funds, you'd miss out on these sort of gains. Right. So looking out over the next 5 or 10 years, you've got to look at the different applications that are being developed on blockchains. And I mean, we've spoken about some of these before, but file storage on a peer-to-peer kind of basis. I mean, that's really exciting. And the ability to have peer-to-peer loans or peer-to-peer insurance, these are all sort of the opportunities that are emerging in the decentralized finance space. And a lot of people don't see this because, I mean, everyone's got normal day-to-day jobs. They're not kind of in the nitty gritty of this development space. But I mean, we're meeting developers on a daily basis that are building these sort of applications. And it's absolutely remarkable. And the amount of interesting things going on underneath the hood, and especially on the Ethereum network, is just remarkable.
Well, I mean, this is where I've got to ask you, because we brought it up at the beginning of this conversation. The dangerous people, the fly-by-nights, these scammers, there are a lot of these going on. And there are dangerous people who are taking people's money, and you just never hear from them again. And they do this with Bitcoin. They do it with lots of other crypto. Now, what advice do you have for people who are newcomers and are nervous?
So, I mean, look, I've come on your show and you've spoken about how this crypto market can actually pull back. I mean, prices are not guaranteed. The market's volatile. These are things you have to understand, not just in cryptocurrency, if you're investing in stocks or bonds or property or you name it, right? Yeah. That is the most transparent way that we want to engage with our customers.
Right.
If any crypto project or fund is guaranteeing a return, whether that's 5% or 50%, please just ignore them. That's the best advice I can really give someone. There's no guarantee.
It's like that friend of yours who's suddenly become a trader and says to you, oh, just give me 10 grand of your money and I guarantee you we'll do returns of this and that. Bullshit.
Yeah, no, not on a consistent basis. I mean, maybe they'll make a return when they get started, but hey, over the long term, there's no guaranteed returns, certainly not a 5 or 50% in this environment.
All right. Well,
the other thing is starting small. So as we said earlier, you know, invest a small amount into the platform, into the project, withdraw that amount. And I'm talking like the absolute bare minimum amount. Make sure that they're a legitimate platform.
Right.
And then do your research. I mean, you can look for company directors, company CEOs. If they're not on LinkedIn and they're in the investment space, like, don't trust them. Please don't. You can look.
You know, you have to do a bit of the work yourself, right? You can't just accept everything on the face of it.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, a lot of people have spoken about carrot bars. I mean, we probably get a message every second day or so asking about carrot bars and can they transfer their carrot bars to Revix? And, you know, we unfortunately have to turn around to hundreds of people, really, and to say, like, listen, sorry, it seems like your money's been taken. And there are a lot of crypto scams, right?
Yeah.
I mean, people are in a desperate position at the moment. This company from Seychelles, Bermuda, Guernsey, Isle of Man, they message you and say, hey, listen, you've got a 50% return guaranteed month on month. You know, if you invest only 20,000 Rand or something and you're going, well, hold, I've just been laid off. Yeah. I'm unemployed. This seems like a great opportunity. I can make up like 5% of my income, blah, blah, blah. And then you don't get your money back. And unfortunately, it's so sad when you see people that have just lost this huge sum of money and they've just, their blood is just drained from their face. So
it's horrible.
Yeah, I mean, look, you've got to do your own research, test the company out. You've got to message the company, engage with the company, look for the founders, look for the, you know, chat to the support team, see the way that they respond to you. That's all really important when you're dealing with any company in the investment space, not just even in the crypto space.
Absolutely. All right, Sean. Well, we're going to try this out if we haven't already, because all you have to do is go and sign up. That's for free. You can verify your ID, add funds, and select a bundle of your choice. And for more information, you can head over to revix.com. That's R-E-V-I-X.com. It is the smart way to invest in crypto. Don't get to the end of this year and go, oh, I wish I'd put 500 Rand in April. Now it's almost August. You can afford to be cautious. You can afford to be careful, as we've discussed already through the course of this morning's conversation. But you should probably consider this as one of the options if you have any money to keep at least some of it in a different place to where all your others, all your other money is rands. I mean, God knows that's not the best idea in the world. Speak to Sean and his team, and you can find out everything you need to know by going to revix.com. That's R-E-V-I-X.com, the smart way to invest in crypto. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Gareth. CliffCentral.com.